It's time for Talking Automotive with VACC. Here's Dennis Walter with Jeff Gwillim, CEO of VACC.
It is time to talk to Jeff Gwillim, CEO of the VACC. Jeff, good evening.
Hi, Dennis. Good evening.
Jeff, are there mechanics across Melbourne who are still open? Are they allowed to be open? But there would be others who are probably choosing to be closed. What's the situation if someone does need their car serviced?
Well, Dennis, it's got as much to do with the volume of work that's out there as much as anything. As we know, the traffic volumes have dropped significantly, so it's about volume. There's a table called the Stage 4 Restrictions Table that's produced by the state government, and that lists what's called permitted work premises, and mechanics can provide services, maintenance and critical services to people on that list, transport, logistics, that sort of thing, buses, trains and, trucks. They can provide some services out of that, but we've been in dialogue with the government around regular, what we call logbook or scheduled servicing. The government still aren't shifting on this. Their view is that it's essential and critical maintenance only, but you can still get it roadworthy, and you can, if you go and get your car roadworthy, then it needs work. They can do that work to meet the roadworthy certificate requirements. But, you know, what we're asking people to do is to look after their cars, and if a light comes on the dash or if there's something wrong with that car that is essential and critical, then they still need to get it repaired. And they need to look, of course, locally first in their 5 kilometre zone, Dennis. But if they can't find a repairer or the repairer doesn't have the materials or the resources to repair that car, they can go outside of that zone. But they have to have a look and make sure those resources aren't inside that 5 kilometre zone first.
But what happens then, Jeff, if you get pulled up and you say, "Oh, well, I couldn't access that." You're not going to have all this paperwork to say, "Oh, well, I couldn't access that within the 5 Ks." You might end up with a fine.
Well, you may do, Dennis, but we have spoken to the government, and there's going to have to be a fair bit of practicality applied here, because people are going to go outside of their zone. For instance, if you've got a particular brand of car, there's one dealer that's 10, 15 kilometres away, and they're the only place that have got the tooling or a particular thing that you need for your car, and it's critical and required maintenance, you've got to go there. I mean, if the dash light's on and it says your brakes are faulty and they're the only people that can fix them and nobody locally can, you've got to go there. And I think as long as you're equipped with that knowledge, if your brakes aren't working, you're not going to drive your car there anyway. You're going to freight your car there. But you'll still have to be able to explain why you've gone outside of the 5 kilometre zone. But sometimes, there might be an auto lek out there or a general repair or a dealership that's just the only person that's got what you need. Sometimes, particularly with new cars, tooling to repair new cars isn't as common as people think. You may have to go further afield for it.
96900693. You might have a question about the car industry, car safety, or going with, or how you're going with the local mechanic. Paul in South Bank, good evening to you.
Question.
Hello, Paul.
For him.
Yeah, go ahead.
Say, for instance, your car's under warranty and you go for the logbook service and they say they can't do your standard logbook service at the moment. What happens in about 2 or 3 months' time if something goes wrong and then they argue that, "Oh, well, the warranty's only valid if you get the scheduled services done"?
Good question.
Yeah, look, Paul, it is a good question. We've put this to the government and had the same argument. They're trying to stop the movement of people, particularly between zones and postcodes in Melbourne. We think that you should be able to get your car logbook serviced. At the moment, the government don't agree. We'll keep having that argument with them. Australian consumer law, by the way, would still provide significant protections. And it depends. Look, if you're doing 50 kilometres or 100 kilometres a week, it may not make that much difference. But if you're doing more than that, if you're in a regional area and you've got to travel a long way to work, let's say, which is permissible, if you're in one of those permitted work premises, then you could put a few kilometres on it. We've put that argument to the government, and at the moment they can't see the logic in that one at the moment, Paul.
Paul, thank you. You go on.
Can the dealership come and pick up the car from your premises and take it in to be serviced and return it?
They can, absolutely. So freighting, transport logistics is able. So if the dealership want to freight that vehicle, they can do that. but they can't. They still can't carry out a logbook service on a vehicle. That's the government have been very clear. They can undertake repair and maintenance, particularly where it's pertaining to essential and critical work. But they are not copying at the moment the logbook and scheduled servicing, even if they come and pick it up.
Thank you very much for your call, Paul. Awkward also for the dealership there, Jeff, the concept of going and picking up cars at a time where you're probably running on less staff.
Yeah, it is. Look, it's not ideal, but again, you know, the idea is just to separate people. Look, you just, you know, we've tried to put an argument to the government around, well, if you can put a third of the workforce on a building site in Melbourne, why can't I have a third of the workforce inside a dealership or an independent repairer? We'll keep hammering that argument. And of course, it is, there's a problem freighting too many cars around as well. But, you know, we've got to remember, you can still go and buy a car from a dealership and click and collect online. You can still do that sort of stuff as long as you're not wandering around a car yard looking for a car. There's still ways you can get through.
We'll talk more about buying a car at the moment, but if anyone has any questions about the car industry, car safety, or the current circumstances we find ourselves in, maybe how you're going with your local mechanic, 96900 693 1313 32.
The footy's on every day of the week till the end of round 12. It's game on. Each round now starts on different days, so don't forget to get your tips into 3AW's footy tipping comp. Remember, this year's top tipster will pick up $25,000 thanks to Vic Super. Get more of the future you want. Get more with Vic Super. Plus, the weekly winner gets $500 cash courtesy of Renault Traffic. Now available in auto. Get your tips in now. 3aw.com.au/footy tipping.
Online shopping may be taking off during lockdown, but so too is identity theft. Identity crime costs Australians over $1.6 billion each year, and this cost is bound to soar during COVID. So before you buy online, get complete identity protection with Trend Micro Security Suite. It guards against identity theft, monitors the dark web, and notifies you if your personal information is circulating. Keep your identity safe during lockdown with Trend Micro Security Suite. Available now at trendmicro.com.au.
Are you sick and tired of always feeling sick and tired? G'day, it's Pat Panetta. Then take what I've been taking for years, Power Pollen by Nature Bee. Just two capsules of Nature Bee Power Pollen every day and you'll have energy to spare, with plenty of essential nutrients and powerful antioxidants to help give your body the boost it needs. You can jump online now at naturebee.com and give it a go. For just $65 plus delivery, you'll receive 200 capsules of Power Pollen with a 100% money-back guarantee. That works out to be just 65 cents a day. Give it a go. Power Pollen by Nature Bee. Give it a go. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Order now, Nature Bee with a double E, naturebee.com.
Mediterranean Wholesalers is a very special place. In fact, it's probably like no place you've ever been to before, except for maybe Italy. So if you're cooking up a storm, you'll find everything you need at Mediterranean Wholesalers. You'll find Australia's largest variety of imported pasta, regional Italian cheeses, balsamic vinegars, and the famous Sicilian Barbera unfiltered extra virgin olive oil. So don't pay boutique prices south of the Yarra. Visit Australia's largest continental food store, Mediterranean Wholesalers, 482 Sydney Road, Brunswick.
Tomorrow on Today with Carl and Ali.
We meet the healthcare workers rushing to Victoria to support their frontline brothers and sisters.
Plus, the battle to host the AFL Grand Final heats up. Why Victoria is still in the game.
See you from 5:30 on Nine. Now, this is Nights with Dennis Walto.
5 to 10, Dennis Walter with you until midnight. Looking forward to your calls, 96900 693 or 1313 32. Talking automotive with VACC CEO Jeff Gwillim. Jeff, pretty tough for new car dealerships when people want to feel, touch, ride, get an idea of how a car rides. Pretty hard to be, unless people really know what they're shopping for, pretty hard to sell a car.
Yeah, look, it is, Dennis, but, you know, we know that people do get stuck to brands. If somebody's bought three BMWs or two Mercedes or two Kias, they're probably going to buy another one. And I think there's a lot of commonality between those models as they move through the range. So I don't think it's impossible, and I think a lot of people have already sat in cars over the last couple of weeks or the last couple of months. They actually probably know what they want. They're just looking for a good price. So I certainly wouldn't close it off as an option. I think if people have been thinking about buying a vehicle and they have already sat in it or driven it, test driven the thing, then I think they should, you know, consider talking to a dealer, a click and collect, and buy online.
Actually, probably. So would you do your negotiating via email?
Oh, you do it over the phone. You know, car dealers have to negotiate in most forms. So, I mean, ultimately, it's got to end up in some writing somewhere, but pick up the phone and start the conversation.
And possibly you might actually negotiate a bit harder if you're not face-to-face.
Yeah, well, that's a really interesting point. I mean, I know that some people do get a bit nervous in car dealerships, and you're right, maybe people feel a bit more protected if they're not in front of somebody. I just wanted to make another point as well, though, Dennis. I think we need to be aware that there's still at least a couple of hundred, if not more, cars running around Victoria. They've got Carter airbags in them, you know, the ones that need to be swapped over. They've been given multiple notices about this. These notices are stuck inside the glove box. They can get those worked on. So any car that's got a recall, you can have that car worked on. So if you've been sat there thinking about the vehicle in your garage or the one you've been driving, it's got these notices from the ACCC or from the dealership or the manufacturer in the glove box or wherever you've thrown them on the back seat, get in touch with the dealership. They can come and get that car and get those airbags out. If you're sat at home, don't think about getting in that car. Get the airbags changed over. It's allowable under the Stage 4 restrictions. So it's a great time to get those things that you may not have had time to do to get them done.
Yeah, maybe double check the website, because it gets updated all the time, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does get updated all the time. But I have to say, there have been examples around the world where people have been in real problems with airbags. You know, where they've gone off and they've caused problems, and the police get to the scene and the reminder notices are hanging out of the glove box. So it's a sad thing when that happens. And you know, most people that are in some sort of supply chain around cars, even if you bought it once or twice, Vic Roads have normally sent, you know, correspondence back to the manufacturer, and there's been a reminder. There's very few cars out there with a faulty airbag where a reminder has been sent out to the current owner.
Jeff Gwilym, it's always a pleasure to chat. Talk to you next Monday.
Pleasure, Dennis. Look forward to it.
Good on you. CEO of the VACC.